You're listening to the EL Teacher Podcast. Hello and welcome to the EL Teacher Podcast. I'm James Taylor. It's a very different program because this month we're on the road. I'm speaking from the IETEFL conference in Glasgow. As you know, if you listened to Sean Wilden on last month's show, EL Teacher has a big presence here. On Thursday, there is the Continual Professional Development Through Social Networking Symposium, better known to you and I as the EL Teacher Symposium. There, all five of our amazing moderators will be speaking, and they'll also be joined by EL Teacher regular Sharon Hartle. Tuesday saw the OUP and EL Teacher Social Networking and Golden Giveaway Party at Horton's Bar and Kitchen, and while there, I thought I'd grab a quick word with a whole range of EL Teacher people. So in this special edition podcast, you'll hear from some of the people you've never heard before, including the man who tweets as OUP ELT Global. But first, here's a very familiar voice. Okay, so can you tell me your name and where you've come from to be here today?
My name is Marissa Konstantinidis, and I'm from Greece, from Athens, Greece, and I'm one of the EL Teacher moderators.
So what brought you to IETEFL?
What brought me to IETEFL was a number of things. Part of it is the learning, and it's a great event for learning for any foreign language teacher or teacher educator. It's an absolute minefield of talks, information, and inspiration, really, concentrated in one big, big package. But the other thing that brought me, certainly, is to meet with my online PLN. I meet with every week on ELT Chat, every Wednesday, and we have kind of flocked together to IETEFL. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited to be meeting everyone and you, James.
And how's the conference been going for you so far? And what are you looking forward to in the rest of the week?
Well, I had a very exciting first day. I went into the Learning Technology SIG. Their topic was mobile learning, which I feel is a rather weak area for me. So I chose to go there because I felt I needed to learn more. And today I went to a number of sessions. I went to an absolutely inspiring first plenary session with Adrian Underhill, and an absolutely fantastic second one with Penny Ur, as she likes to call herself, because we used to call her you know, but she corrected us. And she talked about something which I think is really very important. It's about teachers being aware of research in the field, and I think that's quite an important topic. And then I went to various other very interesting presentations. My field is teacher education, so I opted for talks that had to do with teacher education, so, you know, I could keep up to date.
And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
For the rest of the conference, I'm really, really looking forward to our own symposium, which is on Thursday at 10 to 4, in Gala 1 room. And all five moderators are presenting a short, almost kind of an extended pachachka talk. It's very, very short presentations. And one of our colleagues on ELT Chat, who's an ELT Chat contributor, Sharon Hartle, is going to talk about how ELT Chat has affected her as a teacher, which is great. And I'm very excited to be here at this party tonight. You haven't mentioned, I don't know, have you mentioned that this is our very special, very own ELT Chat Golden Giveaway Party? We've been sponsored by a major publisher. We are very much coming into our own as, you know, an ELT community of teachers who are connected, who are motivated, that people want to know about. And we were very, very fortunate to be sponsored by a major publisher. We're having great food, great drinks, and a great get-together. And we have some great, great news to reveal in a little while.
Okay, so something to look forward to for everybody there. Okay, so thank you.
Small clue, it's about the Oscars of ELT.
Okay, so watch this space, everybody.
Yeah, keep tuned.
Okay, thank you, Marissa.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hello, so can you tell me what's your name and where you've come from today?
Okay, I'm Bernie Wall, and I've come from North Yorkshire, so not so far away.
And what has brought you to IITEFL in Glasgow?
I try and come to IITEFL every year, and so this year's no exception, except unfortunately I've only managed to do 2 days. So I've only just arrived this evening, so I've no idea what's going on, but I'm looking forward to seeing what the sessions are and the ELT chat symposium on Thursday, at which myself and the other moderators are presenting.
Is there anything else that you're looking forward to in the next couple of days at the conference?
I'm hoping to pick up some things on technology use in ELT and also in business English and ESP.
And we're having the ELT chat party this evening with OUP. What do you make of this?
Actually, it's really buzzy up there. I know Marissa was afraid people might not come, but there's a lot of people here. And it's really good. It's nice to promote ELT chat. And it's nice to meet people that you only see online for the first time in the flesh, so to speak.
Can you give us a little preview of what you're going to be talking about at the ELT chat symposium?
Sure. My segment is on continuous professional development and on using ELT chat as a gateway into other collaborative projects with other teachers and their groups of students.
All right, so that sounds great. Looking forward to seeing it. Okay, thank you very much, Bernie.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Can you tell me your name and where you've come from to be here today?
Hi, my name's Carol Goody, and I've come from just a couple of hours north of here in Perthshire. Yeah.
Easy for you.
Yes, not far.
And what brought you to IITEFL in Glasgow this year?
Oh, it's such a great opportunity being so close. Yeah, it's an event I've followed for a few years now, and I've been wanting to come, but the distances have stopped me doing it, so this is a great chance to come.
So is this your first IITEFL conference?
Yes, it is.
So what was it about the IITEFL conference that you saw in the past that made you think, oh, I really want to be there?
Well, in the past, I've followed it online. I've followed it online for a couple of years, and it's been fantastic, the online coverage. And there's such a buzz about it, and especially on Twitter, you see people tweeting about it and really enjoying the conference and enjoying getting together with other ELT professionals. And it's been very appealing, so I'm really glad to be able to come to today.
And has it lived up to your expectations so far?
Yeah, so far it's been fantastic. I've met so many interesting, nice people. The talks today were interesting. They were reassuring and, you know, inspiring. Lots of useful ideas, so it's been great, yeah.
Was there any particular highlight for you today?
My favourite, or the most useful one for me, was a presentation by Duncan Ford. I think it was English teacher to learning coach or something like that. And really useful ideas I can use with my learners to help them set goals, like in different ways of doing it, that they can work with each other, setting goals and deciding ways forward and everything like that. So that's really useful. So I'm really pleased about that, yeah.
And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
For the rest of the conference? Really more of the same, and getting to chat with people more about the talks and really have good discussions. It'd be nice to have some time to do that and really sit down and talk about what we've watched and things like that, yeah.
And what do you make of the ELT chat party happening right there above us at the moment?
I'm really impressed. It's very good. The food's been good, the drinks are good, and yeah, there's a great buzz about it. It's brilliant, yeah.
The food is good, I can vouch for that, actually. Okay, thank you, Carol.
welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so can you tell me your name and where you've come from to be here in Glasgow today?
I'm Vicky Saumel, and I come from Argentina.
You're my furthest so far, so congratulations.
I'm sure.
And what brought you to IITEFL this year?
I am presenting. It's the first time I'm presenting, so that's the real reason I'm here.
So what made you apply to present at this particular conference?
Because it's the most prestigious conference for teachers.
What makes you think it's the most prestigious one? What is it about this conference? You know, what qualities does it have that you think is different from any other conference?
I think it's one of the biggest conferences, and where you get to meet more people in the field and network, and I think that's a great idea.
Have you been to IITEFL before?
Yes, 2 years ago for Harrogate. I won a scholarship for that one. But this time, I'm on my own.
And so how's the conference been so far for you? Have you had a good time?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I attended most of the sessions today, and there were two which were really, really good.
Which ones were those?
Carol Reed's on creativity was absolutely fantastic. Bruno Andrade's on Skype was very good. And Luke Meddings and Lindsay's was also very, very good.
And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
Well, hopefully to see a few more sessions that can teach me something and get to know a lot more other people and talk, which is probably one of the most important things when you are at a conference like this.
And what do you make of this ELT chat party we've got going on at the moment?
Well, I think it's great because I participated in ELT chat before, and I know most of the people here, so it's a great place to meet friends.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Thank you. So, can you tell me your name and where you've come from to be here today?
Well, I'm Bruno Andrade, a.k.a. Bruno LT on Twitter, and I come all the way from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro.
So you've come a long way.
Yes, yes. A 12-hour flight, but it was worth.
I've done that flight a few times. I know how you feel. So what brought you here to IITEFL?
Well, surprisingly enough, I got the Learning Technology Scholarship, which for me was a big surprise and something really big in my life because it's my first IITEFL ever. It's my first time abroad ever. And it's the first time I meet so many people just like you, people that I've been following on Twitter, people that I respect the work, people whom I admire. And it's been such an amazing experience for me.
That's fantastic. And you say it's literally your first time outside of Brazil.
Yes, yes. It's my first time abroad. So it's really, really important for me, for my career, for my personal growth, and for my personal life as well.
So what do you make of... What do you make of it so far? What do you think of Glasgow and whatever else you've seen so far?
Well, the city's pretty beautiful. I'm trying to get adjusted to the accent, which is pretty hard sometimes, especially when you talk to cab drivers. And the cold, because I come all the way from Rio, which is a pretty hot city. And it was really hot when I left, so I'm feeling a bit cold. But other than that, it's been a great experience. The city is beautiful. Everything is amazing. The conference has been wonderful so far. Yesterday, I went to the PCE for learning technology, which we discussed about mobile learning and the ways we can do it in class. And it was really enriching for me. And today was my presentation. I presented on a project I've been developing with my students, in which we use Skype to get connected with other classes. And students really like this kind of approach to technology because they use it, but they use it like unpurposely. So now they have a purpose to use this. And the interesting thing is that they keep on using at home so that they can expand their PLN and expand their networking and their friends and practice English, which is the most important thing for me.
Well, I was there, Bruno, and you did a fantastic job, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was really important to have you there.
And so what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
Well, I'll just hang out with people and get to see more and more presentations and people who I really want to see. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the people in our PLN and enjoying the parties like this one, which is really, really nice. IoT Chat has been recently nominated to Elton's, and congratulations to the people at IoT Chat. And it's this.
Okay, thank you very much, Bruno.
You're welcome, anytime.
Thank you. Okay, so can you tell me your name and where you've come from to be here today?
Hi, so my name is Leo Sullivan, also known as Lexical Leo on Twitter, and I work for the British Council in Tel Aviv.
And what brought you here to IATEFL?
Well, it's sort of, it's become sort of a, you know, routine kind of thing for me. It's my third time at IATEFL, third time attending, second time presenting. And I sort of considered my, you know, professional development, even though every, you know, more I come here, I find less time I spend actually attending various sessions and more time just mingling and socializing with people. It's kind of experience too.
So you find that the value of that mingling and meeting people is getting increasing over the time?
Well, it has dramatically increased this time around, particularly because ever since I got onto Twitter, and that happened in November after TESOL France, and I just realized how much I'd been sort of missing out on, because like all my personal learning now, all my PLN, all my Twitter buddies now, basically, I didn't realize that they were all at TESOL France too, and like we missed each other because I didn't know they hang out every night because I wasn't sort of part of that posse. And I realize now that I could have met them much earlier. And I think it makes this whole thing, makes conference experience different. Like when you get to meet the people you've been in touch with virtually, you get to meet them face to face. You really look forward to it. I was really looking forward to it.
And let me tell you, it will change how you relate to people on Twitter after as well. Like the relationship will change once you get back because now you know people personally.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting, and it adds a lot of value to the relationships, really. So what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I'm presenting on Thursday. I'm kind of a bit more nervous than last time, surprisingly. Last year was my first time, and I wasn't nervous at all, which kind of worried me because, like, you know, you should be nervous because it's your first time, and I wasn't. So I'm a bit more nervous this time. I don't know why, even though it's I'll be doing the same session as I did at TESOL France in November. So sort of, I'm kind of, you know, familiar with the subject matter. I'm going to be filmed, though, for the IATEFL online website. So maybe that's why. And maybe because my Twitter buddies are going to probably come to my session. So, and I really have to put on a good show.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic. I'm sure you'll have great success. And with your PLN buddies there to support you, I'm sure that seeing those familiar faces will help you and give you more confidence.
I hope so, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so can you tell me your name and where you've come from?
Okay, I'm Cecilia Lemos, and I come from Brazil. On Twitter, I'm at @CECIELT. And I come from Recife, Brazil.
So what brought you here to IATEFL?
Well, last year, because of the PLN and the Twitter talking and everything, I got myself to submit a presentation to IATEFL, and I was accepted. And I went, and it was the very best English language teaching conference I've been to. So when I had the free time, when I had the opportunity to come this year, I was like, yes, I'm going. If there's one conference I'm going to, it's IATEFL.
And how's the conference been so far for you?
It's funny that you ask that, because actually today has got to be the very most perfect day I have ever had in all conferences I've ever been to in my life. Every single session I have attended today was excellent and very helpful, and things that I can apply to my practice and things like that.
What was the highlight?
I would say that the highlight was actually the first one that I went to today. It was Carol Reed talking about creativity and creative teaching and things like that. It was very inspiring, and it was a great start to a great conference.
And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
I'm looking forward to networking and spending quality time with my PLN. And there are a couple of sessions that I'm looking forward to. Willie Cardoso talking about the chaos theory, and Jeremy Harmer probably going unplugged, and the ELT chat symposium. There are quite a few things that I'm looking forward to.
And what do you make of the ELT chat party upstairs?
It's fantastic. It's like being in a room where you know everyone and just having fun and celebrating and enjoying what social networking can do for you and the benefits of it.
Okay, thank you, Cece.
You're welcome. Thanks for interviewing me.
My pleasure. Okay, so can you tell me your name and where you've come from to be here today?
Well, my name is Verissimo, but most people know me as Veri, and I work as a teacher trainer with OUP in Oxford, and I taught English most of my life in Portugal, and that's what brought me to IATEFL.
But most people who are ELT chat followers will perhaps know you in a different way?
Yes, they would know me as OUP ELT Global, because that's the logo that appears there. But for the last year, it's actually been me participating in the ELT chat.
I'm delighted to finally meet you and reveal your identity to everybody.
Okay, great, great. It's been great to talk to people whose faces I have seen on the, you know, when during ELT chat, and be able to tell them it's me. I'm the face behind the logo.
So what is it that brings you to IATEFL?
Just meeting other people in ELT. The first thing is just the buzz, talking to people who are in the field, who are passionate about it. It's just terribly motivating. I think that's first. And then obviously some of the sessions I've gone to, the ideas you get, some things you never thought about, and suddenly you go back and your teaching is different, etc. So I find just meeting all these people, being in that atmosphere, is just amazing. It's just fantastic.
So what's been your highlight of the conference so far?
It's rather early, but I think for me so far is a session on creativity by Carol Reed that I just found, both in how the session was delivered and the content was just amazing. And it's good. I mean, I've been teaching for 25 years, and it's an amazing feeling to go into a session and hear something and think, oh, I have something new to take back. So that's really fantastic.
Yeah. And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
I think the same idea, the same, you know, the unexpected, the surprises. I think teaching and being in EFL and ELT is just fantastic. And that you can be doing this for 25 years and still look forward to something new, something that will just amaze you and just bring out that passion again. And, you know, there's still quite a few days left, so I'm looking forward to that.
And what do you think of this party going on here with the OUP and ELT chat party?
I think the party has been fantastic. I think it brings out that ELT passion and social aspect of teachers enjoying themselves. And nobody has ever told me here, let's not talk shop, because it's what we're passionate about. It's everybody's talk. We talk about different things. It's also been amazing for me, because I've been able to meet people that I've been chatting to and I had never actually talked to, and it's going to be different now in ELT chat to be able to go on there. There's the logo, but they'll see a face behind the logo, and that, I think that's very important for me.
And it's great for us to put the face to the logo, and also for the listeners, at least they get to put a voice to the logo. So that's
great. I'm very pleased with that, because I look forward to the Wednesdays, and have been telling teachers about it as I do teacher training. So I think it's a great idea. So great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so can you tell me your name and where you've come from today?
I'm Mieke Keernis from Belgium, from Flanders in Belgium, and probably people know me as MK of AB on Twitter.
And what made you come to IATEFL?
Well, it's my fourth time in about 30 years, I think, and I was in Brighton last year, and I definitely wanted to come back this year. It's amazing. It gives me motivation, which sometimes you need after so many years. And this year was really different because I know that there would be people that I met on Twitter, and I was really looking forward to meeting them in person. It gives me new ideas. It gives me. It makes me feel really good about being a teacher and feeling part of a group of people who do the same kind of thing. So you meet people from all kinds of countries, and when you talk to them, it's like, yeah, it's the same. I recognize what they're talking about, and just new ideas, new things. The buzz. I just love that. Yeah.
So when was your first IATEFL conference?
Well, I don't remember, James. I'm sorry, it was a long time ago. It was in Brighton, but a long time ago. And then my second one was Liverpool. I think that was 2004, and then Brighton last year, and now it's the fourth one.
So what changes have you seen since the first time?
What changes have I seen? Well, obviously, technology. It's really nice to see people tweeting during the sessions, taking pictures with their iPads, and everybody's more connected, I think, than before. It even makes you feel more like one group. But basically, I think it's the same as it was all those years ago. Just being here, being together, nothing has changed that much, I think.
And so how's the conference been for you so far?
Well, it was just the first day. Well, if I don't count yesterday evening, which was a wonderful start. But today was brilliant already. I loved...
What happened yesterday evening?
Pardon?
What happened yesterday evening?
Yesterday, well, there was a karaoke night. And I never expected it would be like that. So I met, first of all, a few people that I know from Twitter. That was already wonderful. And we really had a very, very, very good time. Dancing, singing, talking, it was perfect.
So what was your highlight of today?
The highlight of today for me was, well, I have two actually. The first one was Jim Scrivener, do I say that correctly? Which was great, I think. Well, I can't go into detail here, but I think people must watch that. It's probably recorded. Just don't be afraid to teach. I think that was the message. And for somebody who has been in teaching for more than 30 years, that was very, very good to hear. I wanted to say exactly, almost after every sentence that he said. So I really, really like that. And then tonight, that was some entertainment. There was David Crystal and his family. That was really nice as well. And well, this party, of course, obviously.
And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
I'm looking forward to hearing presentations of a few people I know. Sandy Millins, and also I'm really looking forward to Thursday afternoon, the ELT Chat Symposium, because ELT Chat has meant a lot for me, and I think, yeah, I just want to be there to say thank you to the people, and they do a wonderful job. I hope they keep up the excellent work.
Okay, thank you, Mieke.
Thank you, James.